For all of our bonus episodes and premium content, become a member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. You can also find us on social media. On Twitter, we're at whatcrappens. On Instagram and Facebook, at watchwhatcrappens. We'll see you there. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, Mia Hansen Aloha, Christy Dougherty, Just Sayin', Kelly Barlow, and Cindy Gerson. We love you, girls. Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we'd love to talk about on Yo Braves. I'm Ronnie Karam from the Rose Pricks Bachelor Podcast, and here I am with my southern charming Ben Mandelkerv, the B-side blog of the Manter Blender. Hello, Ben.
Howdy doody, y'all.
How's it going, baby?
Great, because this episode of Southern Charm Savannah was quite funny. And it's also Friday. Two great things I like. Funny things and Friday.
What a Friday. Everybody have a great weekend. Yeah. I don't even know what I'm going to do yet this weekend, and that's how I like it.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to get drunk and tell someone my deepest, darkest secrets at a bar on TV. That's what
Oh, girl, you better do it over at my house.
Yeah.
I'd love to get some secrets on you drunk.
Oh, yeah. I don't really have any secrets. Isn't that sad?
You know, I don't either, because I have such a big fucking mouth. I just talk about them all on this show.
Well, let's get into Southern Charm Savannah, because we actually both have a heart out. So let's dive into it today, shall we?
Well, everybody's packing to go to some trip, and the contrast between this and the other Southern Charm, this one reminds you of how poor everybody is right at the beginning, because they're all doing their own laundry.
Yeah. This, I was thinking about this because this, we learned the season finale of Southern Charm Savannah is next week. And, you know, you really see, like, I really started to wonder, I don't know if this show is going to come back, because I just don't know if it fits Bravo. You know, these people are just not wealthy enough to be in the Southern Charm brand or in the franchise or in Bravo. I'm like, this show is really funny and I enjoy it, but is this wealthy enough? I mean, I know the people on Vanderpump Rules aren't wealthy, but the whole thing is they're around Lisa Vanderpump, who's very wealthy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, or like Below Deck, they're not wealthy, but they're, you know, on a yacht. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if they fire a couple of people on this one and just get a couple of wealthy ones, I mean, Nelson's wealthy.
Nelson's,
I guess,
wealthy. Yeah.
In theory.
Yeah, it's like too many apartments.
Yeah, with entrances
need,
off the alley.
Townhouses. Not enough golf carts driving through the streets.
So, oh, God.
Yeah, everyone, they're all, the plan is that the whole gang is going to St. Simon's, which is, I guess, a beach community down there in Georgia, for the Georgia-Florida weekend, the big Georgia-Florida game. And there's going to be a party at Hannah's dad's house. And Louis, Hannah's boyfriend, maybe fiance, I think just boyfriend, is hosting this party. And this is an important thing, because Louis, now, like, Hannah always has to do everything, but Louis is going to do this party, and Hannah hasn't lifted a finger for it because it's a test for Louis.
Yeah, and this is like the Louis-Hannah relationship episode.
Yeah.
So he comes in, he's like, Hannah, hey, Hannah, what you doing? Don't you, she's like, well, oh, he says, don't you think packing is better the night before? She's like, well, we could have if we weren't taking Louis to a 10 last night. She says, yeah, so now what's the plan? Louis. Okay, this is flower weekend or something. And Louis is hosting with my dad, so that's going to be a test with Louis taking responsibility. Hey, Louis, are you going to go full Louis today? And he's like, are you going to take care of me? She's like, this is the perfect opportunity for Louis to not go full Louis, because it's time for Louis to carry some weight around here. Okay.
I love the test of their relationship is whether or not Louis will unfold a card table.
That's it. That, yeah. And it's not even a real one. It's like those Target, like, 1 pound.
Yeah, that are like briefcases. And the sad thing is, he failed the test ultimately. That's the sad part. It's such a sad test, and that he fell downwards.
Yeah, he's like, what? It's like,
but he will be directing the next Jurassic Park. So anyway, so meanwhile, so they head off down to St. Simon, and it's another one of these episodes where everyone's in a car on a road trip, and Ashley and Nelson are driving, and Ashley is bitching to Nelson about how Hannah had the balls to not even go to her when she is the fashion expert and fashion is her job and her life, and Hannah didn't even come to see her. And Nelson's just in the passenger side going, work. Yes, girl. Work. Work.
Twerk. Work. Consider a jerk. That's what I'm saying.
Girl, bye.
Also, she's kind of changed her rhetoric because now she's like, I just don't understand why Ashley wouldn't come to me and say, Hannah wouldn't come to me and say, you know what, girl? I would love your help because I would love to mentor her. This is how we could have bonded. I mean, this is what pays for this car, Nelson. It's what puts the food on my table. He's like, work and work. Hey, work. You know what? If we pull over, I'll get some beef jerky. How about that? That would be delicious.
She's like, I thought it was Delta Airlines that bought the car and put the food on the table, but maybe that's just me.
I had a house in the hills, Nelson. He's like, well, I said I did. Does that count? So then in the other car, Hannah says, this was Louis's responsibility, this party. Like, right now we're in the car, and if there's gas, I don't know, because it was his responsibility. Hopefully he's ready to carry the weight. Hey, Louis, are you ready to carry some weight? And Lyle in the backseat goes, this should be fun.
Hey, Louis, you going to carry that weight? You see, here's why this does not fit in with Bravo, because on any other show, it would have been that Louis is organizing a fundraiser and 300 people are showing up and they need to raise $10,000. Here, he needs to put out some card tables and get some beer and maybe some oysters, definitely some napkins, and like, I don't know, a cooler.
It's Savannah. Call the Dominoes. I mean, for Christ's sake. So carry weight, carry weight, carry weight. And she goes, well, I'm going to get a breakdown from my dad about how much weight you carried. So I would suggest that you put some weight on and carry it.
Yeah.
And Lyle's like, well, hey, when your dad getting married, Hannah? She's like, oh, my God, I have so much anxiety because divorce, blah, 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 divorce. So they get to the dad's house.
Yeah. Meet the famous dad who left the mom and cheated on the mom, and meet the famous, infamous Sarah, the stepmom.
I have to insert at this point, no matter what we say about this show, I actually like these people. All of them, pretty much.
Oh, just and the cast.
And
members,
I especially like
nice
Hannah
people.
Because Hannah reminds me of my little sister. She's always the responsible one. She's always carried that weight of being the responsible one while I'm off not unfolding card tables. Like, I get it. And I want everything to be good for Hannah. And when she comes to this house and we see that dad, I was like, oh no, this is not going to work out. This is not going to be good.
Yeah.
I felt it. I felt the rain cloud. It was weighing upon me, Hannah. I was there, girl.
Yeah, I know. I was already like, oh no, this is between Hannah and her father. There's definitely some awkwardness. So meanwhile, in the other car, this is the car that Lyle is actually in. I think the guy, I forget, I think his name was Nelson, not Nelson.
Oh, you're right.
It was some other friend. Like, there's some dude that was like Laney or something like that.
His name was Grayson.
Yeah. Grayson.
Like, so I was like, revenge. That's like the girl from Top Chef that we can never remember name a couple of weeks ago.
So in the Catherine Lyle Daniel car, Catherine is like, hey guys, I read some crazy story on Facebook where apparently someone posted something about, like I got woken up by my drunk neighbor this morning breaking my window. And then in the comments, I saw it was Ashley and she broke a window in a drunken rage. I was like, what? And Lyle's like, you know what? She's an aggressive knocker and a bullshitter.
And then over at Nelson and Ashley's car, Nelson's like, you know, I appreciate these games on a social aspect. I've made up a Daniel and ancillary Lyle. And this is meant to be bygones be bygones. Here's what I'm looking for with these bros. Some fellowship. Some good old-fashioned fellowship.
Objection and cotillion.
Ancillary companionship, bygones fellowship.
It's the fellowship. Isn't there like a Broadway song about the fellowship from something?
Is that from Book of Mormon?
I think so.
Because fellowship reminds me of church. It's like, stay after church for some fellowship. We're going to have some styrofoam cups full of coffee, some cookies from Publix, and we're going to talk about our favorite subject, Jesus. Fellowship. Fellowship. And all the dads were like, hey, got a deal, buddy.
It makes me think of Lord of the Rings.
Oh, yeah, because they had a fellowship as well.
Hey, Frodo, I'm so sorry I said that word. I did not mean to say that.
Nelson could be Gollum.
He could be like, y'all, I'm so sorry what I did about that ring. Remember how I took that ring from you? That was nice of me. I'm better than that, fellowship.
I'm better than that. Let's come this way. I can lead you the way. We go right into Mordor this way. My precious, my precious, my precious.
That's what we used to call Lady Shabley. Precious. That's what she was to us.
Hannah is like one of the elf people, like what's his face, Orlando Bloom. But like when she shows up, she's like, honestly, Frodo, like when I found out that you were trying to go to Mordor and you hadn't even asked me about it, like I was so upset. This is a chance for us to bond, Frodo. Like this is my living. I know how to get to Mordor. You didn't even tell me, okay? And now you're just gonna walk through here and expect me to go to Mordor with you? Like that's fucked up. Like I'm already ostracized as an elf as it is. I'm already.
She's the hobbit who's carrying all the weight.
She's Sam.
He's like,
we carry this ring box for me. Damn it.
Me again. Here it is. Me again. So the dad
Do you know
doing...
how many spiders I've been caught in a web, Bob?
Hello, Harry. Harry, look at this giant spider, Harry. This is my terrible Hagrid. He's not even from the same movie. Okay, let's move on.
Are we going into Brigadoon now?
Well, I hear giant spider, and I just immediately want to say, Harry Potter. So now
back
now that Ben and I are both drunk in this Friday episode.
Now back at, speaking of which, back at the nascent barbecue, they're like, basically Hannah and the dad are like, well, we've done everything, but now where are those oysters, Louie? He's like, oh yeah, I didn't get him. Because if you may remember from my last party, we had rancid oysters. So I thought maybe we'd skip the oysters this time around. And she's like, the one thing that Louie's supposed to do is get the oysters. And he didn't get the oysters. This is a sham of a relationship.
And also the dad is like, hey, Louie, let's do some shots together. Well, you're not getting oysters. So she's pissed at both of them now. This dad is not helping at all.
Yeah.
So Rachel and Chris, I don't know who these people are. I don't know who these people are.
Bachelor.
Oh, God damn it. Yes, Chris and Rachel.
I would love to see your note-taking method sometime.
I have all these Evernote things open, and while one's on commercial, I'm watching the other one. That's why I do it like that.
So Chris Harrison shows up at the Georgia-Florida game, and
he's like how can I facilitate this? Anything you need. I'm like, wait a minute. That's actually a decent party thrower, Chris Harrison.
It would actually be helpful if he gave Hannah some roses and let her choose.
He's like, so I choose Hilton, Highland, and what's the other one?
Holiday Inn. someone messaged us, was like, Holiday fucking Inn, because last week we're like, why are Hannah's sisters all named H? They're all like hotel names, like Hyatt, Hilton, and what's the other one? And someone was like, Holiday Inn. Someone also suggested Hampton Inn.
That is when we know we have you guys beating on your steering wheels, when we can't think of something so simple like that. And I love it.
I mean, there's a whole song by Chingy about it, for crying out loud. So so at this point, so again, like, Louie's trying to do some decorations, and Hannah starts again saying things like, it's really important that Louie takes initiative with the party. I mean, when it's not fun, can we get through the hard stuff together? I'm like, it's a fucking football game, all right? you're putting too much into this right now.
You guys, yeah. It's not this important, okay, guys?
Yeah, and now it's like the dad's, because I think the dad and Hannah have like this, they're chatting. Oh, because she's crying right there about like, does he take initiative? And then it's like, well, game time. Let's get this party started. And they go up front, the target tables are unfolded. And it's like, where's Louie? And so her dad, like Hannah and her dad start setting it up. They like unfold the card table and they put ice in the cooler and they put like little signs up, and Louie comes back 15 minutes later and it's like, where were you? We've been setting up. I'm like, it's been 15 minutes. It's not been like 3 hours of setup without Louie.
Now, Louie, a ball has been dropped. Okay? It has been dropped. Now, Louie, this is where she goes into mom mode, and she grabs his shoulders, and she's talking really slowly and, like, bugging her eyes out into his eyes. She's like, Louie, you've got to change, okay? You left. He's like, what do I got to be here for? Everything's being delivered. Fireball. She's like, you are hosting a party, okay? When you host, you stay put until everything's done. He's like, well, I'm happy to help, you know, and I've been saying it the whole time, so just tell me whatever you need me to do. And then he's slamming the ice down going, this is bullshit.
Well, by the way, a great way to prove initiative to your girlfriend is to say, well, I'm happy to help with whatever I can.
At the party I'm throwing that you're putting together.
Like, I'm glad you're happy to help with the thing you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah. This is one of those times where I would just have to say, you are with a man who refuses to grow up, and he's charming in his ways, and the good parts are that he's charming and he's funny and he makes you lighten up, the bad parts are that he's not. So that's what you've got, okay?
Yeah.
That's what you've got. So now Louie's... do you want it or not? Because you're not going to change him.
So now Louie's crabby, Hannah's crabby, and everything's crabby. But has Louie learned his lesson? Yes, he's learned his lesson. And people start to show up. And then there's like someone named Grace in there. There's another Hannah. There's a Megan. And then real Hannah starts taking the tinfoil off the buffet. And she's like, it's very TPT looking. Trailer park trash. I'm like, there were like a lot of things I could have said at that moment, but I'll just defer to the shots of Fireball you guys are all doing, okay?
And I love that they're little airline bottles just to rub it into Ashley. Hey, and on your way out, we've got some gift baggage. Okay, so this is where my notes were a little confused. So is the next part Happy and Awesome arriving? Or did you already say that? Well, okay, so we passed that a bit, right?
What? Huh?
Happy and Awesome? Okay, yeah. Because I was still like trying to organize my bachelor notes. Okay.
Well, Hannah, no, it's funny because you were like, is the next part happy coming? I was like, yes. You're like, okay, so we're past that. Okay. I was like, no.
Oh, okay, so that is the next
part. I was like, brakes, stop. Red light.
So I love when they're walking in and they're not even in the house yet. And Happy goes, Hannah set this up, not Louie, I'll bet.
Yeah. Well, because there are all these like little girly signs, like chicken thighs, chicken wings, drumsticks. You know, no guy's gonna like separate them out like that. It was like a big old pile of chicken.
So Catherine, let's see.
Happy is already mad.
More Fireball.
So Happy is mad because she's mad at Ashley because she's like, well, you know, Ashley's always screaming at Hannah, and that's like not okay with me. So basically, she just wants an excuse to fight with Ashley because everyone's
needed
one.
Yeah, she's got to earn her play, you know, her rent. So Catherine's like, well, I saw on Mania where you talk, what is it? social, whatever. And there was a neighbor.
Sociology meeting.
And apparently the neighbor said something, and then she said something, and then she punched his door out. Happy's like, what? I'm not okay with doors being punched out. I mean, what would we do without doors? Without doors, you know, there's no way to keep my mom out. I mean, without doors, my mom could just stand there on the welcome mat talking about how much she discriminates against my relationship. You know, doors keep dust out. I'm not okay with this.
It's like, what sort of society doesn't have doors? What are we going to be like, one of those weird societies that has houses on stilts in the ocean and you just walk in and out just like that? That's not a society.
Jim Morrison does not deserve that. No one punches the doors. Okay?
So then Catherine's like, you know, it's funny. Like, I had such a nice talk with her, but now I feel bad talking behind her back. And Happy goes, you know, I struggle with feeling like sad, and then I hear things like this, and this isn't sad. This is madness.
Yeah. Also, I saw this link to an iPhone cord that is a magnet. You never have to plug it in. It's like, stay on track, Catherine. Stay on track. So Ashley arrives, and she's like, hi, are you David? Hi, how are you? I'm Ashley. Nice to meet you. It's like, whoa.
Look at my clever jersey.
Whoa,
it
aggro.
It looks like a Bama jersey, but it's not. It's
aggro Ashley. Like, calm down, Ashley. You've never talked like that. Yeah, and
also,
had that.
And then Lyle, so this is kind of funny. Lyle goes up to Nelson to ask him what he wants. He just goes up to Nelson to say hi. He goes like, what's up, Nelly? I'm like, you know, Lyle, that's just mean.
Yeah, you want to get on about offensive slang. And Nelson, I love that Nelson's like, hello, bro. And he's like, he's doing that like one arm hug thing, like over the shoulder. He's like, yeah, okay, one arm, all right.
Okay, all right, this is right. This feels comfortable, this is right, this is normal. Brows before, holes, is that what it is?
No, you can work on that one, Nelly.
And Lyle's like, hey, Nelson, you want to play some cornhole?
Oh, I only play that when I'm impersonating that congressman. Sorry, Lyle.
Nelly.
Well, actually, the corn staple is actually really going up. If they're going to say it's going to be fun in all of Brazil's economy in the next few years.
Nelson, do you want to play cornhole or not?
Okay.
So Catherine goes up to Ashley and Nelson. She's like, hi. Oh, hi, Ashley. How'd you cut your hand? And Ashley goes, long story. Like, all defensively. You got to hand it to Catherine for trying, you know?
Yeah.
That could have all been solved.
So then our like fifth beer shotgun montage of the episode happens, and now Happy and Ashley sit down. Happy's like, Ashley, can I talk to you for a moment? She's like, I just wanted to pull you aside briefly, and I didn't want to make a big situation out of it. I'm like, good luck. Good luck with Ashley. She hears the words, I don't want to make a big situation out of it, and what she actually hears is, I'm making a big situation, so get defensive right now.
Yeah, what she hears is, you're a stupid slut. Nobody likes stairs on there. Nobody likes shoes on their stairs. And skateboards are for children. Okay?
Yeah.
That's what she hears.
And so Happy's like, I just, you know, like, I don't want to be sad. But, like, things are, like, kind of real sad. But they're kind of, like, mad. And, like, you're kind of always irrational. It's like a string of irrational things. It's like, you always have issues. Like, why? I don't get that.
And Ashley's like what? Well, you know, like punching someone's door. You know how you punched a door, the glass in the door in? That's an issue. She's like, no. She goes, well, I find that hard to believe because, you know, I see different sides of doors. And
and Ashley goes, you know what? I feel attacked. I feel bullied, which is her go-to for anything. Like if someone, she's like, you know what? I think I'll have the Clams Casino today. Oh, I'm sorry. We're out of that. Well, why are you attacking me? Why are you bullying me, huh?
You don't have a club sandwich? You're not going to let me in the club? Bullying. That is bullying. Hey, you know what, Happy? Can I have one event where I'm not bullied? Can I please just go to one event?
Can I just get into my negligee and not be bullied?
And Happy goes, oh, so you don't feel like you're bullying Hannah? And she goes, no, because, look, you have two on your side. You have Catherine and Hannah, okay? You have two by your side. Who's by me? Okay? You guys are confident because you have people beside you, okay?
Your name
you have
is
husband.
Literally Happy. It was given to you. It's your birthright. You were literally named Happy at birth. You know what I was named? Sad and bullied, and they had to change me to Ashley because I couldn't even deal with my name. I have a name I can't deal with. I can't deal with it.
Yeah, my original name was Ashy, and it's like, oh, I'm the dry one. I had to add an L to it when I was 13 just to be taken seriously by people, okay? And it's not fair. It is not fair to me. You guys have boyfriends. And you know what? Dennis is sweet and everything. But, you know, I don't have him to be here for me. And Happy goes, you chose your situation. And if you don't like it, then you need to get out of it.
Yeah. Now she's like, you don't understand. I went to Australia, and it's an entire continent of people making fun of my name because they wouldn't say Ashley. They'd say Sheila. And I'm like, that is so rude. Why are you making fun of my name? What's so wrong with my name, Ashley? Why are you saying it reverse? It's mean. Have you ever had a continent of people making fun of you and not had a husband to back you up? Like, Whoa.
Have you ever watched a lotion commercial where they say, do you have ashy skin? And then they write words on their arm and then they put lotion on? How do you think that makes me feel sitting there at home? Dennis doesn't even understand when I start crying. Like, you have awesome, okay? I have no one.
How do you think it makes me feel that the Bible says ashes to ashes? Like, what, I'm only supposed to hang out to other Ashleys? Like, that's so rude. What if I want to hang out with you? Happy. Apparently I can't. God says I can only hang out with Ashleys. How do you think I feel?
And then Ashley says, you know when Ashley's been got because she just quiets down immediately. Yes, and when someone's happy, like, way, you married him, you know, like you're the one who married him. It's not that simple. And that's a naive thing to say to me. It's like a naive bully. And because I have never made a decision based on what I wanted. Okay. It's all been about Izzy since I was 20 and got pregnant. Okay.
So should we make the appointment for the therapist now for Izzy? Okay, because that's really great. That's great. Blame everything on your child right now on national TV. Great work.
I think she does it. You know, that was the thing that was surprising with Ashley. I thought that she was saying all this behind her husband's back. And at first I was like, this poor guy is going to watch his show and see her saying, we never have sex. We're not in love. I don't even love him. I'm only with him for the kid. But no, she says it right to all. You know, she's like this at home. Like, look, Izzy, you know that me and your father don't have love and we're only doing this for you. So, you know, I hope you're grateful. And he's like, okay, great. Thanks for poisoning me with your terrible cooking, Mom. Going back to the attic now.
Yeah, I'm going to hang out with the ghosts.
He'll probably be the most normal one ever, you know, because you learn what crazy is and then you learn what kind of normal is from his dad. Yeah.
Well, he seems like a great kid. I'm sure that Ashley didn't even mean to say it in a, like, she wasn't really blaming Izzy, but when you're a kid, you hear it, you can't help but be like, it's my fault, you know? So it's like, oh my goodness, well, I can't believe you said that on TV. But then of course, Ashley's like, you don't know what it's like. I was bullied at 10 a.m. on the street with my kid. Do you know what it's like to be bullied? I'm like, what? Like, what is going on in this woman's life? She lives a crazy, crazy life.
Well, I think it wasn't it at night? Did it happen?
Was it at night?
Oh, I thought she said, you have not been bullied at 9 p.m. on the street with your kid. That's what I wrote.
I thought it was 10 a.m. The guy said I was woken up by a crazy person in the morning.
Oh.
Who knows?
Oh, God. Doesn't really matter. Either way, she's drunk and yelling probably at the husband. He probably said, shut up, you drunk bitch. And then she went and slammed his window. So that's what it sounds like is what happened. So who knows?
But somehow the women actually wind up being able to like seek common ground, and next thing you know, Catherine and Ashley are hugging. It's just like a big sloppy drunk girl extravaganza.
Like, I don't know if it's the alcohol, but part of me wants to take Ashley's weight and make Louis carry it.
So guess what? More shotgunning beer.
I love that Nelson is in the pool with his shirt on.
Yeah, well, because Grayson dragged him in there.
Like, I know, but he stays in there. Like, he never takes his shirt off. That's so cute. That's so, like, me in fifth grade and also at 41. Aw.
Oh, sweet Nelson. Sweet, socially awkward Nelson.
Let's go to a ball. Only the boys and not the girls. Oh, all right. The Jewish one can come too.
Wait. I also have to say about that pool. I am shocked that no one broke their neck. That pool was like the size of my Casper mattress. And like they were diving into that thing. I could have sworn there was going to be a drowning. I was nervous.
Yeah, probably very shallow as well.
Well, that's a good metaphor. So, so now the boys go to the bar. The girls can stay back. Drunk time at the bars. And guess what the guys do? They do the most manly thing ever. Order fireballs. More fireballs.
And I like when Lyle goes, hi, Nelson, what do you drink? And Wilson goes, whiskey ginger. And Lyle goes, okay. And then the rest of us, fireballs. Because that's the manly drink. I mean, Lord. And then Nelson's behind them just like fitting in, like grooving, like doing the robot by himself.
You know, and you know he's like beating himself up and says, damn it, why didn't I say fireball? Fireball, Nelson, fireball. God damn it, Nelson.
Fireball and ginger, fireball and ginger, fireball and ginger. Remind me.
I have to remember next time. Super Mario Brothers, fireballs, fireballs. They're the best thing in the world. Okay, great.
Ancillary.
So then, probably the best scene of the episode is back at the house. The girls can't go out because Ashley got wasted, real wasted, and she's on the couch, and she's like barely coherent.
And they're like, Ashley, we're so glad we're friends. And she's like, bullying. This robe is bullying me. And it's like, no. That robe is trying to carry the weight. Just let the robe carry the weight. We love you. We're your friends. We're here for you. And she's like, yeah.
She full on throws up on herself. Like, not into a bucket. We're saying that she's lying there, and she leans forward, and she throws up on her chest. And listen, we've all been there. I've been there. I think I've done it 2 or 3 times in my life.
And, of course, it's not even her robe. It's like Hannah's robe.
Yeah, it's like Hannah's childhood robe. Like, the one good memory I have left of me and my father is this robe. Oh, well, okay. Well, there's that. Yes, she fully pukes. And it's, I mean, I don't know if it was editing or whatever, but the fact, like, Ashley, you have to drop the wall. It's like, it was.
It's how Game of Thrones ends. Game of Thrones ends. The wall. Bleh. And I also liked that the editors gave the sound effect.
Yeah.
The sound effect went like this. Like, that doesn't even sound like barfing, you guys.
It was one of those big, wet barfs. Like, one of those barfs that's like, you know, she's been drinking. They've been feeding her lots of water, thinking that's going to fix everything, not realizing it's going to all come up. And they should have known because, you know, drunk girls, I mean, guys might do it too, but drunk girls have a face when they're about to puke, which is they smile, but, like, they don't show – they keep their lips closed because there's, like, this weird thing that if I open my lips, then I'm going to throw up. So they smile, and then they sort of raise their eyebrows up to sort of hoist up their eyelids to show that they're, like, awake. And then they nod to everything, and they look around with that little smile, closed mouth smile, and then they just every single time when you see that smile, you know you've got 20 seconds left.
Now the worst scene, the most difficult scene to watch. Okay. So Hannah's dad is out with the boys because he's wasted too. You know, he's been doing shots all night too. So he's like, Nelson, maybe we should have a talk. Nelson's like,
Louis, not Nelson.
Oh. Okay, this might cool fitting in. Okay, Dad.
I'm turning into my grandmother instantly with not remembering anybody's name. So Hannah's dad takes Louis outside. And he's like, I just wanted to have a talk about you with talk about Hannah with you, Nan. Here's the truth about me and what's his ex-wife's name? Lauren or something?
Yeah, I'm trying to see if I didn't write down her name, but he was like, Louis. I can't tell him. I can't fucking tell him. I was never in love with her. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah, it turned into Princess Alice. Yeah, first you think it's just that. Like, I never was in love with her.
Which is bad enough because no child wants to hear that from their parent for the first time on TV.
And you know? No future son-in-law ever wants to hear that from their father-in-law ever. Yeah. It's like the worst. Yeah. He's supposed to be trying to make a good impression to get his daughter back in his life. And this is what he's doing. Yeah. So he's like, I never loved her. And if I could have, I would have run away from the wedding. And I don't want you to make that mistake. If you don't, you know, you don't marry someone you don't love, boy, run.
He literally goes, I'd love you more if you were like me. If it ain't there, it ain't there. And then he goes, I was like the most depressed motherfucker you could ever be leaving that wedding. I was never in love with her. Not never. Ever, Louis. Don't do it. Don't settle. You'll turn around. It'll be 23 years later. Fucked.
And then Louis's like, well, but, you know, I love Hannah, and she's my best friend, so I don't think we're going to have that problem. He's like, oh, really? Well, let me tell you here, buddy. I'm the starting line. And the gun's going off. Run, boy! You keep on running until you can't run no more.
You think the folding table, it was that was it? But tomorrow it's another folding table, and the day after that it's another folding table, and suddenly your days are filled, unfolding and folding tables, and then 23 years pass, and you see a big stack of folding tables, and you think, where's my life? Where are my custom socks? All I've been doing is folding and unfolding card tables!
The rest of your life is going to be folding tables and writing labels on chicken salad at outdoor parties. Run, boy!
You better run. You made those socks, now running them. Run away!
Man, what a fucking piece of shit. I hope Hannah watched this and cut his ass out of her life forever. What a pig. You know, not only to be trying to talk the guy into leaving the daughter. I mean, that is fucking disgusting. And he blatantly did that.
And I know that in his weird logic, he actually wasn't thinking he was doing that. He was thinking, like, listen.
He was. He's saying she's just like her mother, a fucking nag. You don't need to be nagged. And then when we started talking about the beginning of the show, after seeing all this, it totally made sense. Because he's like, come here, Louie, take some shots instead of working, doing all this stuff.
Well, because you could see that Louis is getting annoyed by Hannah, and he was seeing himself in Louis and was like, listen, it's not a match. Just go. Just go. But either way, still, piece of shit, because
well, good luck finding a woman who doesn't expect you to help her set up a fucking party, idiot.
Yeah. Just any human being. How about getting a dog?
A partner. Yeah.
Yes. So sorry, Hannah. I didn't mean to compare you to a dog. I was trying to make an analogy that didn't work out. But the point is this. Here's why this guy's a piece of shit for a few different reasons. A, he clearly has never said this stuff to Hannah, that he never loved the mom. Because he said it right there. I can't tell them. I fucking can't tell them. So you're going to get drunk and tell the guy, like this guy, on TV when you're mic'd up. And she's going to have to find out either by watching the screener when it comes out, or maybe Louis's going to have to, like, that's mortifying. Not only is it, like, devastating to, like, have whatever, like, last thread that you cling on to, like, well, they were in love but they fell out of love or whatever, like, oh no, they just were never in love, like it was all a sham, like that's hard that you have to find that out on TV like that. But then, like, that he says all this stuff encouraging your boyfriend to leave, it's so bad. And then you're also like, now here, like, you've opened all this family shit up in a certain way to people like us, you know, just to say, what a piece of shit. Like, now she's got to listen to two schmucks like us talk about how her dad's a piece of shit. And that sucks, too.
Well, he is a piece of shit. And I hope, you know, it's almost better because if, like, anybody's listening to this, but if she ever was, it's good to hear someone say your dad's a piece of shit. You can't say it. No one in your family can say it. You always have to be like, no, it's my family and I love them. No, that's bullshit. He's a piece of shit. Cut the cord and get away from that fucker. That he would do that to you is not cool. And it gets worse. Oh, it gets worse.
Yeah.
So she's sitting on she wakes up the next morning, of course, with Louis. And she's like, so my dad said that me and Louie had a great conversation. What happened? And he's like, it was great. And Catherine is in between them in bed. Catherine's with them in bed. And she's like, did Nelson go with y'all? and then Daniel comes in and gets in bed. And Louie's like, you stink. God, you stink. And he's like, well, it's because I was sleeping on the couch with Ashley.
Yeah. And Ashley, by the way, is now saying that she was peer pressured into doing all the fireball. Oh, my God.
That's pressured.
Yeah.
That damn Applebee's waiter. They're the reason I'm fat. I'm suing Domino's.
Yeah. So, Hannah's like, oh, I heard you had a really good conversation with Dad. And Louis's like, yeah, it was interesting. So then everyone leaves the place, the house, and Hannah stays back to talk with her dad. And the dad, I don't think the dad even remembers what he said.
Oh, that dad is nervous. He is nervous. He remembers.
Because he's like, yeah, I had a great conversation with Louis. And I think he's realizing he needs to be more involved. That's what we talked about. A great conversation.
Socks he looked nervous to me. And she's like, well, what did he say? And he's like, And so she goes, you know, it was just really, it's just hard. Because, like, growing up, you and Mom, you were such a team.
Oh, my God.
You know, and, like, you took charge. And that's what I want from him, you know? Remember how you would just automatically unfold all those tables and, like, pour out chips into bowls and stuff. I just, you know, like, I need him to be more like you. And we're all floating in this new space where everything's a joke. And he's like, well, you know, that is his personality.
Yeah.
Which he's saying, like, this, don't try and change him because that's his, you know, blah, blah, blah. Don't nag him.
Well, I mean, you shouldn't try to change someone. But, like, this jackass making his daughter look like an idiot right there. She's sitting here talking about how, like, you and mom were such a team. And this guy the night before said he never even loved her. I mean, it's really despicable.
It is. And it was awkward to watch. So then we watched Pickleball.
Pickleball, the salvo to everything. And this was just a stupid scene where basically Daniel and his dad and his brother and dad's friend, they play pickleball. Like, I'm really interested in pickleball. They all love pickleball now. Great. So afterwards, Daniel sits down with his dad and he's talking about how, you know, like when his dad went to jail, Daniel had to, you know, take over the firm and he had a whole plan for his life and it was all derailed by it. And I thought this is kind of a funny contrast with Ashley, because Ashley is like, I've never been able to do a decision for me. It's always been about Izzy and I, you know, Dennis, and I can't do anything for me. And Daniel's like, yeah, you know, I want to do something else, but I had to do this instead. So anyway, I think I'm gonna do something else now.
He's like, it's really hard living here when I have this reputation. You know, everybody just looks at me and they judge me because of what you did. The dad's like, well, but being a successful law firm owner isn't good enough. That's not exciting enough. And he's like, no, I'm just wondering what Colorado would think of me. I'm like, oh, geez. That's even like less baths. Like, you move to that hippie place, you have enough trouble getting into the damn shower in Savannah, boy.
Listen, I think he should follow his dreams, because like that sucks. Like, he's clearly more of like a free spirit type. He probably wants to have like a startup or something, or I don't know, play frisbee golf somewhere. And instead he's got to manage a law firm because his dad was an embezzler. But again, he doesn't like, he so rarely has used that as like a crutch for all of his problems throughout the whole season. Whereas Ashley's really like, Ashley girl, you gotta get it together. You know, like, you got stuff going for you, girl. Just like, you know, follow Happy's advice. Listen to Happy. Her name is Happy.
Yeah.
She knows what she's doing.
Ashley goes to her sister-in-law to get a tattoo. Yeah. So it's like these two majorly tatted girls. And she's like, well, you know, Dennis, it's like, you know, Dennis, I'm just like not in love and like it's struggling. So I want a praying mantis. That's what I want is my tattoo. I need like a praying mantis. Now, aren't praying mantises like vicious fucking bugs that tear the heads off other bugs?
Well, it's sort of, yes. I mean, they're not, I don't think, inherently vicious like that, but they are famously known for biting the head off of their male partner after they have sex.
Thank you.
So,
yeah,
yes,
thank
there
you.
Is
okay.
A bit of
females
shady
sometimes
symbolism.
Practice sexual cannibalism, eating their mates after copulation.
Yeah.
So there you go. She's just leaving him in for like a long braise.
Just sending a little passive aggressive message to all future men.
That was fucking disturbing when she asked for that. I was like, wait a minute. I think that's the one that rips off the heads of the guy she fucks.
So then the episode climaxes. The final scene of the episode is a date with Catherine and Lyle. Now, I guess they have an arc. I didn't realize this, but I guess we've been on an arc with them all this time, because they keep doing these perfectly pleasant dates where they go play miniature golf and now they're getting pizza. I mean, I kind of have FOMO. It seems fun, but I'm like, why is the end of the episode these two getting pizza and being like, well, we're finally back on track? I'm like, from what? You guys never even had a fight the whole season. You guys have just been like, hey, let's go crabbing. Hey, miniature golf. Hey, pizza.
Well, wow. I figured this is what it was, because in the beginning of the season, the way they talked about it, I was like, oh, okay. So she's going to be here to do this show, and he's coming back to do the show, which is kind of what it sounded like. And she made it sound like, well, we've been dating all this time still, and it's been a long-term relationship. But then she said, well, you know, in high school, we dated so long, but then we found our way back to each other now. And he said, well, you were apprehensive. And she said, well, yeah, because I don't like change, okay? I have seasonal depression because it's change. When I go to buy dresses, I don't even try them on because I have to change. I don't like it.
Last year, my family and I, we stayed at a Four Seasons. Oh, my God, that was an emotional roller coaster. So many seasons in one night all the time. Four Seasons over and over and over again.
I don't even pay with cash anymore because I don't like being handed change.
That's why I could not vote for Obama.
So I don't know if they've been broken up since high school or just on and on again, off again since high school or what. But it is interesting that they're going to try it.
They have like a perfectly fine but uninteresting storyline, you know, one that I don't think anyone's been invested in or is, you know, cared about. It's just sort of like filler in between the more exciting scenes. So to see that they're getting the last scene in the episode right before the season finale, I was like, wait, were we supposed to be invested in this thing this whole time? They just sort of have like a nice lukewarm romance going on that's perfectly fine. And, oh, I guess next week they're going to get engaged. Oh, okay.
All right, then. Let's do this.
Well, I mean, I like Catherine. She's my favorite. So, okay, cool.
Well, I cannot wait to see the new Ashley fight because I love those Ashley fights. They just make no sense.
None.
They're my favorite.
None.
All right, well, don't we have something else coming up in today's show, Ben?
Well, as it is Friday, that means today is the Crappins mailbag.
Okay, I paused and now we're back.
Okay, Crappins mailbag is open. And here's a question from Kenneth Curtis, who says, I miss Peter, and by Peter, I mean, oh, well, you know, Peter, could we hear some over-dramatized, beaten-up taxi stories or whatever Peter stories there may be? So for those of you guys who may have come onto the podcast in the past few years, we are sort of fixated on Peter, Alexia's son from Real Housewives of Miami. And we always loved how pretty much every time Alexia talked, she would say, oh, well, you know, Peter. So, oh, well, you know, Peter, he hasn't listened to podcasts a lot, but, you know, he's an artist, you know, and he was like, he was listening to a podcast, but then he like was walking the street and a taxi cab came along. So we had to kick the cab and, you know, he was thrown in jail, but, you know, he's an artist, you know, Peter.
Yeah. Cause nothing was ever Peter's fault.
Nothing.
Like if Peter was colluding with Russia, she'd be like, oh, but you know, Peter, you know, he has a cell phone. And so, you know, his dad wanted him to have a cell phone, bless his heart, you know, RIP for, I'll never forget Herman, of course. So he would give them this cell phone, you know, and so, you know, Peter, he would have the cell phone and it would go ding, ding, ding. And so he'd be like, Mom, I got to get my cell phone. I'd be like, oh my God, like I'm not even a mom. Like I'm just a lady who listens to cell phone dings, you know? And so he would answer it and he'd start talking in this language. And I'd say, Peter, what is this language? And, you know, he would tell me it's English. I'm like, I know English. I'm not stupid. Okay. Like, oh, well, you know, Peter. Peter thinks I'm stupid because I'm a mom or whatever. So then I learn it's Russian, you know, and like he's making all these plans to go out. But, you know, Peter, he's like young. He needs a social life. So.
Oh, well, you know, Peter, like, you know, like he didn't mean to, you know, take that envelope out. But like, well, you know, he like we were like, Peter, you have to take this envelope. And he's like, which envelope? And I was like, I can't hear you, Peter. Like, la, 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 la. So he took like La La Land envelope. And I was like, no, Peter, it's nighttime. You got to take Moonlight envelope. But like, you know, he's an artist and he sees La La La. He sees a song in his head, you know, so we can't help it. He's like singing. And so he just takes any envelope, you know, because like who cares about awards? You know, he's a real musician, you know, so he just like hands it to Warren Beatty. And, you know, he was excited because, you know, Warren Beatty, his name has beaten it, you know, so it's like he's a, you know, for his songs, he likes a good beat, you know, like that's what Peter does, you know, so it's like really not anyone's fault, you know, it's sort of like artistry on display, you know. Oh, well, Peter.
Oh, you know what, Peter, like he's an artist, so like he has a hip-hop, so, you know, like he has his own studio, because Herman said, you and, oh, I mean, R.I.P. Herman, I love you so much, but Herman would say, I hope you do your music, you know, because art, you know, it's important. We should keep it in school. So he made Peter his own recording studio, and his little brother likes to watch him. So he would be down there making his art, and one time he said the N-word, you know, and so he got in all this trouble. Well, oh, you know, Peter didn't mean it like that. He only meant it in the art way, you know? And then so I went to my friend's art gallery, Adriana, and she has this picture of Jesus making pee-pee on the Santa Maria. I mean, R.I.P. Jesus, I love him. You know, I'll never forget him. And, you know, I said, that's not right. You know, she said, it's art. And I said, oh, you know, like Peter.
Oh, well, you know, Peter, like he was like, you know, he loves like a good, like, you know, place. And so like when he learned that there was like a paradise that he could go to, he was like, oh, well, sweet. Like I go to hot tub and stuff. And like, oh, well, you know, Peter, he like, he didn't mean to ruin the whole show, but like Peter, like he's an artist and he like sometimes just likes to express his art, like in a hot tub sometimes. And like, you know, like he's a bachelor and that's just what Peter does. He's young, but like, you know, they tried to send him off and they had like a taxi cab come get him and he like beat up the taxi cab. But like, you know, like it wasn't his time to go. Like, why would he ever want to leave paradise? So, oh, well, you know, Peter.
Oh, you know what, Peter? Peter's been to paradise, but has he ever been to Peter? That's the question.
He's been, you know, well, Peter, like, he's been to China and all around, and, you know, Peter.
But has he been to Peter? Oh, what else is in that mailbag, Bean?
Okay, the next one, how about from, Oliver Haskins. He says, I'm confused. This, in the season opener of Southern Charm, didn't Shep move into a furnished beach rental where he hung his painting? So, Garsh, why is he looking for houses with Cameron?
He, not the beginning of this season, he moved into that
this
place
last season.
Last season, and he remodeled it. Remember, he bought like a kind of rundown place, downtown by the beach or whatever.
Yeah.
And he, or it's not by the beach. It is by the beach, so
he was
it?
Like living with Whitney at one point, and then he got that. Then he got that tall, skinny house. He got like the Shep of houses, and then, but now
that's
he wants
house,
to move to
isn't
the beach.
It? Yeah, so yeah. I think he is at the beach, or he's close to the beach now. But I think the difference is this one is closer to work. The main problem is that he still has that restaurant, right? Or does he? Because I haven't mentioned that.
Well, and I think the main problem is, you know, he's an alcoholic, so you know. Doesn't
well,
matter where you go.
He's close to a rest. He's close to
the Commodore. Yeah.
Which I'm not sure if that's his place, but he's close to there. And the whole staff comes over after work to his house because he's really close. Yeah, that is his place, right?
Yeah, it is.
So he wants to move further away from the restaurant so the busboys can't walk over, basically, is what he's saying.
Yeah, so I think that's what it is. Maybe you're remembering the season opener from a different season, or maybe we're forgetting from this season. But that's what our fried
no that was last season because I remember him walking around on the balcony Oliver. Talking to his mom and she's like, oh Shep, look at you with the hash, you gonna grow up, you sure you're okay down there in that neighborhood? He's like, course.
So I think that's the answer to that, and with that, let's close up that mailbag.
And that brings us to the end of another wonderful week of Watch What Crappens.
We
are so excited. We have some fun guests coming up. We'll start talking about all that next week. This week. Well, you already heard that one. Okay, so next week we have more fun guests. And things on Bravo are getting ready to change here. It's another seasonal change.
Yeah, the big turnovers can be happening right after like the July 4th week, it looks like.
Yes, a bunch of new shows are coming out. The Orange County ladies are coming back. The Dallas ladies are coming back. Bravo's throwing some more shit at the wall with some of these new shows they've got coming up. So whatever, you know, what you really feel the need for us to cover of these new shows, let us know on Twitter or El Facebook. Okay.
Yes, please. And everyone have an excellent weekend. We will talk to you on Monday.
Talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye.